Good morning, council, administration, and members of the public. My name is Charlotte Satink, and I'm the deputy municipal clerk, and I will now call the 2018 Rocky View County organizational meeting to order. Council, could I please get a motion to adopt the agenda, please?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the agenda for the reorg meeting.
All in favor? That's carried. Thank you. Voting procedures and voting by secret ballot for the Reeve, Deputy Reeve, and appointments of the committee members will be done in accordance with Section 185.1 of the Municipal Government Act and Section 7 of the Rocky View County Bylaw, C7295-2013, the procedure bylaw, with ballots distributed at the end of the organizational meeting today. Council, can I please have a motion to appoint two scrutineers, please?
I will make a motion to appoint two scrutineers. Do you want them named?
Yes, please.
Mr. Robinson and Mr. Riemann. I take it.
Thank you. So, all in favor? That's carried. We will now proceed with the election of the Reeve as per Section 150 sub 2 of the Municipal Government Act.
I will
now call for nominations for the Reeve, please.
I will nominate Councillor Belkey.
Councillor Belkey, do you accept nominations?
I do.
For a second time, I call for nominations for the position of Reeve.
I will nominate Councillor Hansen.
Councillor Hansen, do you accept nomination?
I do.
For a third time, I will call for nominations for the position of Reeve. Hearing no further nominations, Council, may I get a motion to cease nominations, please?
I'll make that motion to cease nomination.
All in favor? Carried. Thank you. So, Councillors Belkey and Councillor Hansen have been nominated for the position of Reeve. As per Section 7.4 of the Procedure Bylaw, ballots are now being placed in front of you, and voting will be, ballots will now be placed in front of you, and voting will now commence by secret ballot. Please vote for only one of the nominated names as listed on the screens. Congratulations, Reeve Belkey. The meeting is now turned over to you.
Thank you, and thank you to Council for your trust in me, and thank you for Kevin for putting your name forward. Councillor Hansen, will now call for the nominations for the office of Deputy Reeve. Councillor Hansen.
I would nominate Councillor Shul for Deputy Reeve.
Councillor Shul, do you accept?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. Councillor Wright? Yeah?
I would like to nominate Councillor Hansen.
Councillor Hansen, do you accept?
I do.
Thank you. Councillor McCullough?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Gautreau.
Councillor Gautreau, do you accept?
I do.
Thank you. I'll ask now, anyone else like to nominate someone? Call for nominations again, the second time. Any further nominations? Seeing none, I'll call the nominations closed. We'll have a secret ballot on Councillor Hansen, Gautreau, and Shul.
Mr. Chair, as per section 7.5 of the procedure bylaw, if on the first ballot no one councillor receives a clear majority of votes, the councillor who received the least number of votes shall be dropped from the ballot and a second ballot shall be taken until the clear majority is attained. Just for clarity.
I will announce Councillor Shul by a clear majority, so no need for a second ballot. Congratulations, Councillor Shul, for Deputy Reeve. And again, thank you to Councillor Hansen and Gautreau for your past service and for running again. We'll move on to establishment of the 2019... Oh,
Mr.
sorry.
Chair.
We got to swear you in. Swear at you. Here it comes. Thank you, and congratulations once again. We will move to item F, establishment of the 2019 council and committee meeting dates. Now, we did have a couple of amendments. I believe the long weekend in April. So the 22nd of April, we were going to move to the 30th. Is that to the 23rd? Or the 23rd, sorry, yeah, the 22nd is the holiday. 23rd, we'll move to the 30th, and a half meeting scheduled for November 12th was going to be eliminated.
Mr. Chair, would you like my presentation?
Sorry?
Would you like my report? Would you like me to read the report?
Sure.
To go through it? Sure.
Thank you.
So the purpose of this item is to set the dates for council and committee meetings for 2019. The attached calendar also includes other events that are attended by council members, such as the Agricultural Service Board meetings, RMA conferences, FCM conference, Policy Review Subcommittee, the Subdivision and Development Appeal Board, and the Enforcement Appeal Committee meeting dates. The authority for council to decide on dates, times, and places of council meeting is provided by the Municipal Government Act and the Procedure Bylaw. The authority for council to decide the dates for the PPC committee meetings is provided by the PPC Terms of Reference. So a brief overview of the 2019 calendar dates include the following. The procedure bylaw provides that regular council meetings shall be held in council chambers on Tuesdays beginning at 9 a.m. In the past, council has held regular council meetings on the second and fourth Tuesdays of each month, with the exception of August, which has no scheduled council meetings. The attached schedule is a continuation of this practice, and you've already identified that council meetings fall after a long weekend in the months of April and November, and you've made that request to change, and Mr. Andreessen is crafting a motion to that effect. The Policy and Priorities Committee Terms of Reference states that the dates and time for these committee meetings shall be determined at the annual organizational meeting. In the past, the PPC meetings have been held the first Tuesday of each month, starting at 9 o'clock. There's not usually a meeting in January or August. This schedule is a continuation of past practice and also fall after a long weekend in the months of July and September. The Policy Review Subcommittee, the terms of reference for this committee provides that meetings shall take place in the morning on the third Tuesday of the month unless otherwise scheduled. Administration has included these dates in the calendar except for July and March, as the third Tuesday in March also lands at the same time as the spring RMA conference. The Subdivision Development Appeal Board Enforcement Appeal Committee holds meetings as necessary to consider and decide appeals, as an appeal hearing must be held within 30 days after receipt of an appeal. To accommodate this request, the board clerk schedules meetings every third Wednesday, which is reflected in this calendar. The Agricultural Service Board, the terms of reference states that this committee must meet at least five times per year, and meetings are usually held in January, March, April, October, and November. The Agricultural Service Board provincial tour has not been determined yet, so is not included in the calendar. The 2019 provincial conference for the Agricultural Service Board conference will be held in Calgary from January 21st to the 23rd. The regional conference is held annually in October or November, but a date again has not been determined, so it is not included in this year's calendar. The RMA conference, there are two conventions, one held in March and one held in November, so those are reflected in the calendar. The FCM conference is held this year from May 30th to June 2nd in Quebec City. So the approved council committee meeting dates are published in the Rocky View Weekly, posted on the public information board at the administration building, and posted to the county's website. So subject to any questions you may have, that's a summary of the calendar.
Thank you. At this point, then, we'd need a motion for the two amendments. Councillor McKeiler.
Thank you. I'd like to make a motion. My goodness, I think I need glasses. I'd like to make a motion that the 2019 Rocky View County Council meeting dates be approved as per Attachment A with the following amendments. Reschedule the April 23rd, 2019 council meeting to April 30th, 2019, and reschedule the November 12th, 2019 council meeting we're going to eliminate the 2012 meeting? November 12th. My apologies. Thank you for that. So, and remove November 12th, 2019 council meeting. And that Rocky View 2019 Rocky View County Policy and Priorities Committee meeting dates be approved as per attachment A.
Thank you. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor? That is carried. Is there anything we could do about the, there's an echo. There's nothing you can do. Okay. Okay, we'll go on to item G, Policy and Priorities Committee, the appointment of a chair. So we need a nomination for the chair. Councillor Henn.
I'd like to nominate Councillor McKeiler for chair of the PPC committee.
Councillor McKeiler, do you accept?
I accept the nomination.
Councillor Kissel.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Wright for chair.
Do you accept, Councillor Wright?
I do.
Any further nominations for chair of PPC? Any further nominations? And any further nominations? Seeing none, I will call the nominations closed and we'll have a closed ballot, secret ballot. We had one spoiled ballot, so we'll redo. We'll declare Councillor McKeiler the winner, or the chair. for this year with a clear majority. Thank you, Councillor Wright. And the vice chair is picked at the first meeting, so we'll move on from here to policy review subcommittee. Do we have nominations? Councillor Wright.
I nominate Councillor Kissel.
Councillor Kissel, you accept?
I accept.
Thank you. Further nominations? Deputy Reeve Shule.
I'll nominate Councillor Hansen.
Hansen, you accept, Councillor Hansen?
I do.
Okay. Further nomination, Councillor Kissel.
I would like to nominate Councillor Wright.
Councillor Wright, do you accept?
I do.
And any further nominations?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Gautreau.
Councillor Gautreau, do you accept?
I do not.
Any further nominations?
I don't.
Councillor Wright.
I nominate Councillor Shule.
Do you accept? Okay. Councillor Shule. Any further nominations? Is there any further nominations? We'll call again. Any further nominations? Declare nominations closed. So I think we have four that we need. Councillor Kissel, Councillor Hansen, Councillor Wright, and Deputy Reeve Shule will all be on the subcommittee. Right? Okay. Good. Thank you. We'll go to
Mr.
the...
Mr. Chair, sorry. We have a motion ready for you regarding the appointments.
Oh, okay. There you go. Councillor Hansen. Or Han. Not Hansen. Han.
I'd like to make a motion that Councillor Kissel, Councillor Hansen, Councillor Wright, and Deputy Reeve Shule be appointed to the Policy Review Subcommittee for 1 year terms to expire October 2019.
Thank you. All in favor? And that is carried. Agricultural Service Board. We'll call for the appointment of three councillors for a 1 year term. Nominations?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Henn.
Councillor Henn, do you accept?
Accepted.
And Councillor Henn?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Camacci.
Councillor Camacci, do you accept?
Accept.
Thank you. Councillor Hansen?
I'd like to nominate Councillor McKeiler.
And Councillor McKeiler, do you accept?
I do.
And thank you. Any further nominations? Any further nominations? We'll call again. Any further nominations? Could we get a motion? Councillor Wright.
I'll move that Councillor Henn, Councillor Camacci, and Councillor McKeiler, be appointed to the Agricultural Service Board as voting council representatives for 1 year terms to expire in October 2019.
Thank you. All in favor? That is carried. We'll go to the public members or members at large from the west side of Highway 2 for a 3 year term. Do we have nominations? Councillor Henn.
I'd like to nominate Travis Ackland and Lisa Galley as the two members at large.
Thank you. Any further nominations? Any further nominations? And any further nominations? Seeing none, we can declare them. We'll need a motion. Councillor Henn.
I move that Travis Ackland and Lisa Galley be appointed to the Ag Service Board as voting members at large from the west of Highway 2 for 3 year terms to expire October 2021.
Thank you. All in favor? That is carried. And thank you for all the applicants. We'll move to Family and Community Support Services Board.
Mr. Chair, we need to vote in a chair for the Agricultural Service Board.
Oh, do we? Okay, we need nominations. Sorry, I missed that one. We need nominations for the chair of the Ag Service Board. Councillor Hanson.
I'd like to propose an alternate motion that the board itself nominates their chair through administration. We determine and vote them in at the next council meeting.
Is it not our bylaws to that council approves or appoints a chair? So we'd have to change the bylaw in the process to accommodate that motion.
So, Mr. Chair, we're just going to look that up. If we want to circle back to this item, we can come back to it, but we'll just look that up if you want to move on.
Sure.
Or do you want to take a break, whichever you prefer?
Okay. So we will come back. We'll do the FCSS, Family and Community Support Services Board, and then come back to the chair of the Ag Service Board. Do we have nominations for FCSS? Councillor Comanche.
Through the chair, I'd like to nominate Councillor McIler.
Councillor McIler, do you accept?
I accept.
You did, yes?
I accept.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Hanson.
I'd like to nominate Councillor McIler.
I think we've got her twice. She's solidly on the board.
Councillor Comanche, the other guy on that side.
Councillor Comanche, do you accept?
I do.
Thank you. Any further nominations? Any further nominations for FCSS? Any further nominations? Seeing none, we need a motion to ratify Councillor McIler and Councillor Comanche. Deputy Reeve Shule.
I'll make the motion that Councillor McIler and Councillor Comanche be appointed to the Family and Community Support Services Board as a council representative for the year term to expire October 2019.
Thank you. All in favor? That is carried. Now we need a motion for a member at large for a 2-year term. Councillor Comanche.
Through the Reeve, I'd like to nominate Debbie McLean as our member at large.
Okay, thank you. Any further nominations? Calling for any further nominations? And any further nominations? Seeing none, we need a motion to ratify Debbie McLean as the member at large. Councillor McIler.
I'd like to make a motion that Debbie McLean be appointed to the Family and Community Support Services Board as a member at large for a 2-year term to expire in October of 2020.
Thank you. All in favor? That is carried. Can we go back to the Ag Service Board?
Through the chair to all of councils, our committee's bylaw, Section 11 provides that at the annual council organizational meeting, a council shall elect a chairperson from among its members for each of the following committees. The Agricultural Service Board is the first committee listed.
Okay, so would Councillor Hanson need to withdraw with council's approval?
I'm not sure if Councillor Hanson made a formal motion.
He did.
So the date is quite specific in the bylaw? Can't be one council meeting later.
It's stating at the, through the chair to Councillor Hanson, it's stating at the annual council organizational meeting.
I withdraw my motion.
Any opposition to withdrawing the motion? Seeing none, we will need a new motion for the appointment of a chair for the Ag Service Board. Councillor Deputy Reeve Shule.
I just got a question to staff. Is there any other alternative way that we can end up doing? I know, can we end up tabling these portions of the next meeting? Does that work?
Through the chair, I'm sorry, Deputy Reeve Shule, could you please repeat the question?
Well, I'm just trying to understand because my problem with trying to decide who the chair is, because I don't know who all is on the committee. And then my second one is, I think it's up to the board to really to appoint the chair. So I'm just wondering, can I table this portion? Would that work? And then bring it back at the next motion, next meeting, and they'll have an opportunity to discuss it.
Sure. So in order to amend the appointing of a chair today, we would have to amend the committee's bylaw to reflect that first. That would be our first step.
Thank you. Councillor Wright.
Thank you, through the Reeve. Is it a councillor that has to be the chair, or can it be a member at large?
Just reviewing through the committee's bylaw, it doesn't say it needs to be councillor. It's not specific at all.
Councillor Henn.
Could I suggest that we go with the kind of tradition, and if we want to do this, maybe make a change for next year?
I think that's a great suggestion. I think if we're going to look at changing the bylaw, we shouldn't do it on the fly. So I would like to see us nominate a chair today. Councillor McIler.
I'd like to nominate Dan Henn to be appointed as the chair of the Agricultural Service Board.
Do you accept, Councillor Henn?
I do.
Any further nominations? Any further nominations? Any further nominations? Seeing none, we need a motion to install Councillor Henn as the chair. Councillor McIler.
I'd like to make a motion that Councillor Henn be appointed as the chair of the Agricultural Service Board for a one-year term to expire in October of 2019.
Thank you. All in favor? That is carried. Subdivision and Development Appeal Board. We need one councillor for a one-year term. Do we have nominations? Councillor Wright.
I nominate Councillor Hansen.
Councillor Hansen, you accept?
I accept.
And Councillor McIler?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Henn.
Councillor Henn, do you accept?
I do.
Thank you. And Councillor Wright. Any further nominations? Any further nominations for Subdivision and Development Appeal Board? Any further nominations? Seeing none, we'll have a secret ballot. We could carry on with some of these as we're waiting. Assessment Review Board. We need one member at large from the three listed. Do we have nominations? Sorry, Councillor Gautreaux.
I'd like to nominate Ken Swoski.
Okay. Anyone else like to nominate anyone? Any further nominations? Any further nominations? We'll call nominations closed. And a motion for Mr. Swatsky. Councillor Wright.
I'd like to move that Ken Swatsky be appointed to the Assessment Review Board as a member at large for a three-year term to expire in October 2021.
Thank you. All in favor? That is carried. And we'll go to the Bragg Creek Fire Smart Committee.
Mr. Chair, we're also required to appoint a chair for the Assessment Review Board.
What's that?
We are also required to appoint a chair to the Assessment Review Board.
You're right. You're right. Yeah, who else is on the committee? Do you have a list? Thank you.
Tyler's just going to, Mr. Andreessen's going to identify the list of all of our members. Just give us one moment, please.
Can I?
Okay, we'll go back to, where were we? SDAB. Councillor Henn has been appointed by council. Can we get a motion to that effect? Whoop, we're... Okay, we'll do the SDAB one first for appointment of a chair. I think we already did Mr. Swatsky. So now this is for the appointment of a chair. Can you put the list back up?
Sorry, Mr. Chair, we're on to SDAB.
Okay, there's the motion. Can we get Councillor or Deputy Reeve Shule?
I'll make that motion that Councillor Hand be appointed to the Subdivision and Development Appeal Board Enforcement Review Committee as Council Representative for a one-year term to expire October 2019.
Thank you. All in favor? Councillor McCuyler? In favor? Thank you. All in favor? That's carried. So Councillor Hen has been appointed, and we need an alternate councillor for the one-year term for SDAB, which Councillor Hansen, does somebody nominate Councillor Kissel?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Hansen.
Councillor Hansen, you accept?
I do.
Thank you. Any further nominations for a alternate? Any further nominations? Any further nominations? We'll call nominations closed, and we need a motion. Councillor McCuyler?
I'd like to make a motion that Councillor Hansen be appointed to the Subdivision and Development Appeal Board / Enforcement Review Committee as the alternate council representative for a one-year term to expire in October 2019.
Thank you. All in favor? That is carried. And now we can go to the chair of the Ag Service Board. There we go.
Sorry,
or no, assessment. ARB.
Your assessment review board, yes.
I think we did the Ag Service Board. Where the heck is this? Assessment Review Board, yep. We need a chair, so can we get nominations? Councillor Wright.
I'm kind of coming into this blind, sorry, through the reeve. Should we not put this over to the board itself, or have we received any guidance from the board?
It is in our bylaws that we do this. So,
may I ask then who is the current chair?
Don Kokan.
Don Kokan? Then I will nominate Don Kokan as ARB chair.
Okay. Any further nominations?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Henn as chair.
He's not on this one. Sorry.
It's gone. Okay.
Any further nominations? Is there any further nominations? Seeing none, we'll call nominations closed, and I need a motion. Councillor Kissel.
I move that Don Kokan be appointed as the chair of the Assessment Review Boards for a one-year term to expire in October 2019.
Thank you. All in favor? That is carried. So now we're going to Bragg Creek Fire Smart. Great. Nomination.
Can I just ask a question?
Sorry. Go ahead.
Through the reeve, moving forward on this particular board or any of these boards where there's no council that is on the board or it's typically not a councillor that is the chair, is there any way that we can ask the board in advance to get some input as to who it is that they would like to see as chair rather than us making such an arbitrary decision? Or is that not possible?
Sure, we can certainly seek, through the chair to Councillor Wright, we can certainly seek feedback from past chairs of the boards for their feedback into the applicants.
Thank you. And if I could suggest, just for future, if when we're talking about SDAB or Ag Service Board, if we could get the resumes behind that rather than having to go to another area of the agenda. So the resumes that are for that board, it'd be nice to have them right there. Okay, Bright Creek Fire Smart. Sorry, Councillor Gautreau.
Thank you, through the chair. I would like to make a recommendation. I'm not sure how, but I'd like to really change the bylaw. I'd like to see that come back to council where they can pick their own chairs. We can appoint people, but you know, I think the committees themselves should be able to appoint their own chairs. So I would like to see a bylaw review to solve all that issue.
So do we need a resolution of council? Can you form that into a motion?
Yes, Mr. Sherwood. Mr. Chair, could we take a couple of minutes to craft a resolution?
Yeah, let's take a 5-minute break. We'll call the meeting back to order. So we're at the Bragg Creek Fire Smart Committee. Oh, we're dealing with this motion first. Yeah. So would we want something in here to come back to council through committee or with a report back to council? Workshop? What would you like?
I think that the process is, a bylaw is simply the sum total of what your policies are. And I think it should go back to the policy subcommittee for discussion with administration. There are varying ways we can look at this. And I think if we pick, you know, one that is reasonable to bring forward to council, that committee could help us do that, to bring it forward to PPC even as a policy statement, and then it can go to council for ratification.
Okay.
Just, it is a policy change, and there's reasons behind the policy, I'm sure, and we need to have those discussions, and it would be good to get some direction.
Okay. Can you read that in?
Sure, thank you, through the chair. That administration be directed to review its board and committee bylaws.
Thank you. All in favor? That is carried. Thank you. For the 14th time, Bragg Creek Fire Smart Committee. Can we get a nomination, please? Councillor Henn.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Camachi for the Bragg Creek Fire Smart Committee.
Any further nomination? Oh, yeah, you accept, do you?
I accept.
Thank you. Any further nominations? Any further nominations? Any further nominations? Seeing none, can we get a motion, please? Councillor Henn?
I move that Councillor Camachi be appointed to the Bragg Creek Fire Smart Committee as the council representative for a one-year term to expire October 2019.
Thank you. All in favor? That is carried. Councillor Gautreau.
And through the chair, I'd like to see even this piece here go to a, like the term, like three or four, their four-year term. And it always seems to be Bragg Creek that's on here. It's a, kind of in that whole area. So instead of appointing every year, I'd just like to see it go for the full term.
You took notes of that?
We take note of that, and we'll bring back a amended terms of reference. I believe that it's your direction.
Great. Thank you. We'll go to appointment of external boards and committees. The Calgary Metropolitan Region Board, call for an appointment of one councillor for a one-year term. Mr. Bars, the board itself, do the regulations state that it is the Reaver Mayor?
Through the chair to the Reeve, I'm going on memory and I can pull it up and look, but my memory serves is that if there is no appointment, it is the Reeve, but the council has the ability to make an alternative appointment if they so choose. But if you give me a moment, I can also review the regulation if you'd like to go to other matters.
I think we're good. I just wanted to clarify that. I thought it was always Reeves and Mayors for the board meeting itself, for the board itself. Land use and servicing.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can interlude. I just read the regulation, and it is appointment by council.
Okay.
So, and as Mr. Barr says, if no one is appointed, then it is the Reeve. And the Reeve is always ex officio to go to those, even if it wasn't.
So then do we need a motion? If we have no motion, then it's automatically the Reeve? Maybe it's simpler to just have a motion.
Through the chair, again, I can review the regulation, but I think it makes sense for council to confirm its commitment to our representative, if I may put it that way.
Yep.
Mr. Chair, if I can just chime in as well. Section 708.04 of the Municipal Government Act states that each participating municipality must, in accordance with the regulation establishing the Growth Management Board, of which the participating municipality is a member of, appoint a person to represent the participating municipality on the Growth Management Board. So we must appoint someone.
Good. Thank you. Then, can we get nominations? Councillor Wright.
I would like to nominate Councillor Gautreau.
Do you accept?
Yes.
Councillor Gautreau. Councillor Henn.
I would like to nominate Reeve Belkey.
Yes, thank you. Deputy Reeve Shule.
Oh, I just looking for clarity, clarification whether we're appointing the alternate or but we're actually appointing the person that clears.
I think this is to the board itself.
To the board, okay, thank you.
So that would include the board, the servicing committee, and the land use committee. Any further nominations? Councillor Shule.
Sorry, I need the clarification one more time. On the board, doesn't it? Isn't it mostly Reeves and mayors and on that board that go to that meeting on the?
Through the chair to Councillor Shule. So on the board itself, it is the mayors and Reeves. Although there have been alternatives show up when a mayor or Reeve is not available. On the committees. Some municipalities appoint alternative councillors, and that is also your option if you so choose.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any further nominations? Any further nominations? Any further nominations? I'll say nominations are closed. We'll have a closed or secret ballot. And I have been declared the representative for Rocky View, the Reeve. We'll need a motion to that effect. Councillor Henn?
I'd like to make a motion that Reeve Belkey be appointed to the Calgary Metropolitan Region Board as council representative for a one-year term to expire in October 2019.
Thank you. All in favor? That is carried. We need a motion for an alternate for a one-year term. Councillor Kissel.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Gautreau, please.
Do you accept?
Yes, I do.
Any further nominations? We need a motion to appoint Councillor Gautreau as the alternate representative. Councillor Wright?
Move that Councillor Gautreau be appointed to the Calgary Metropolitan Regional Board as the alternate council representative for a one-year term to expire in October 2019.
Thank you. All in favor? That is carried. We'll go to Marigold Library. I will call for the nomination for one member at large. We have one applicant, so if we could just get a motion to that effect. Councillor Wright. Sorry, these
That's
things.
That's okay, it's all good. I'll move that Dimitri Demopoulos be appointed to the Marigold Library Board as the county's representative for a three-year term to expire in October 2021.
All in favor? That is carried. And we'll go to the recreation boards. We need two members and we have two applicants. If we can get a motion for that, for Bears Paw Glendale Recreation. Councillor Wright?
Move that Suchet Nachanan and Chris Reinhardt be appointed to the Bears Paw Glendale Recreation District Board as members at large for three-year terms to expire in 2021. Do you want me to read the other one too, or? Okay, and that Alan Bishop be appointed to the Bears Paw Glendale Recreation District Board as Bears Paw Glendale Community Association Board of Directors member for a three-year term to expire in 2021.
Thank you. Do we need a motion to direct re-advertising for the position that's open?
Yes, Mr. Chair, we have one for the end of this. Exactly, that's
okay. Good. Thank you. All in favor? That is carried, and we have no applicants for the appointment for a three-year term. I'm kind of missing that. I got three motions.
The one needs to be re-advertised. But the
other one's for the one's for the community association. Yeah. Okay. Got it. Yep.
There's no one at the
app. Right. I saw that. Yeah. Thank you. Bicycle Recreation Board, we have one applicant and we need one. So, Councillor Henn?
I move that Donna Hagel be appointed to the Bicycle Recreation District Board as a member at large for a three-year term to expire October 2021.
Thank you. All in favor? That is carried. Councillor Wright?
Oh, I forgot.
Thank you. Bow North Recreation District Board. We need an appointment of three members. If we could get a motion, we have three applicants. Deputy Reeve Shule.
I'll make a motion that Travis Sweet, Jeff Salkid, Chrissy Craig be appointed to the Bow North Recreation District Board as members of large for a three-year term to expire October 2021.
Thank you. All in favor? That is carried. Chestermere Conrich Regional Recreation District Board. We need two. We have one. Can we get a motion? Councillor Gautreau.
So I'd like to appoint that Don Dieter be appointed to the Chestermere Conrich Regional Recreation Board District as a member at large for a three-year term expiring October 2021.
Thank you. All in favor? That is carried. Crossfield Recreation. We need one member. We have one incumbent applicant. Could we get a motion, please? Councillor Henn?
I move that Janice Evans be appointed to the Crossfield Recreation District Board as a member at large for a three-year term to expire in October 2021.
Thank you. All in favor? That is carried. Madden District Recreation Board, we need one. We have one applicant. Could we, Councillor Henn?
I move that Jamie Clayton be appointed to the Madden and District Recreation Board as a rural member at large for a 3-year term to expire in October 2021.
Thank you. All in favor? That is carried. Ranchlands Recreation District, we need one member for a 3-year term. We have that, and one member from the Cochrane and District Eggs. Okay, we'll do the Rec Board first.
I'd like to move that Pat Cormer be appointed to the Ranchlands Recreation District Board as a member at large for a 3-year term expiring in October 2021.
Actually, if you want to carry on, just do that one too.
Okay. Yep. And that Rick Wickland be appointed to the Ranchlands Recreation District Board as a Cochrane and District Ag Society member for a 3-year term to expire in October 2021.
Thank you. All in favor? That is carried. And that is the last. Do you have a, oh, there we are. Re-advertise for the boards and committees. We need another motion. Councillor Wright.
I'll move that administration be directed to re-advertise for the board and committee positions that remain vacant.
Thank you. All in favor? Thank you. And we will adjourn the meeting. Do we need a motion to adjourn? Councillor Henn.
I move that this org meeting be adjourned.
All in favor? That is carried. We'll take 10 minutes. Is that enough? Okay, and we'll come back to the rest of our agenda.